Are you sweating a little, Tracy?
Not at all.
She's cool as a cucumber.
You wouldn't be sweating it in a cave.
No, you'd be getting dripped on with rock sweat. I prefer my own sweat.
From the brains behind Brains On, it's Smash Boom Best.
The show for people with big opinions.
Hello, I'm Molly Bloom, and this is Smash Boom Best, the show where we take two things, smash them together, and ask you to decide which one is best. In this episode, we're pitting noble medieval fortresses against the naturally made chambers of wonder. That's right, today's matchup is castles versus caves.
No one would suspect you being in a cave, so it's more secret.
I think castles are cooler because they look nicer. There's a lot of rooms, and they're really big.
They're bigger, they could have secret rooms, and you'd have like an army in there.
Castles, they can be attacked from multiple angles, while caves, they are holes, and there is pretty much only one entrance in.
Castles, because more people can inhabit them.
Caves are underground, which means that they're cooler than castles because they're above ground.
Today, we have two judges to help us settle this millennia-old rivalry. It's our first-ever brother-sister judging team, Jairo and Nadia from Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, yeah.
You are both high school debaters, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
So does that mean that you win every argument you have with your parents?
I'd say no. I'd say we lose every single one because there's always, give me your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always, give me your phone.
How about when you two have disagreements with each other?
Oh, I always win.
No. No.
Really?
No.
So are you guys contrary with each other just for the sake of being contrary?
No.
Sometimes.
A lot
just
of,
sometimes.
Very few times. Yeah. I'd say 95% of the time we just happen to be contrary. We're very opposite to each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we'll see how today's judging turns out. If you guys are on the same side, we'll know it's a miracle.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we are about to get a crash course in castles and caves because we have two fantastic debaters prepared to make a fierce case for their side. First up, arguing for Team Cave is Sandin Totten.
Hey, everybody.
Sandin, in one sentence, tell us why you think caves should come out on top.
Okay, well, caves, they are super versatile. Caves are on all seven continents. They form in glaciers, mountains, sea cliffs, and deserts. They're really interesting. And unlike a castle, you don't have to be royalty to get in.
And now representing Team Castle is Tracy Mumford.
Team Castle, ready to take the crown.
All right, Tracy, in one sentence, what makes castles the best?
Castles should get the crown because we're the ones with the throne room to put it in.
Ooh. Excellent. Very succinct. Well, you certainly have your work cut out for you, Nadia and Jairo. But first, let me tell you how everything's going to go down. Team Castle and Team Cave are going to go head-to-head in four rounds of heated debate. Round one is Declaration of Greatness, when both teams have a chance to take us on a deep dive into the science, history, and lore of their side. Next up is the Micro Round. Every episode, it's a new challenge that both sides have come prepared to compete in. And the third round is Sneak Attack, when we give our debaters a challenge that's a complete surprise to both of them. They'll have to think on their feet and come up with some convincing stuff on the spot. Last but not least, the fourth round of Smash Boom Best is the final six, when our contestants have one more chance to sway the judges with just six words. And each of these four rounds, Nadia and Jairo will both award a point to the side they found most persuasive. And all you listeners at home, we want you to weigh in too. So find yourself some scratch paper and we'll let you know when it's time to award a point. We have a poll on our website too, where you can vote. But before you or our judges make any decisions, we have some serious deliberating to do. Nadia and Jairo, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Okay, it's time for our first round.
Declaration of Greatness.
I know both teams have put in some serious library time preparing their declarations of greatness. We flipped a coin, and Tracy, you're up first.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, that was just castle perk number one. A bunch of trumpets that follow you everywhere and make everything that you say sound important, like... My socks do not match. Or, I just ate a cheese sandwich. Regal, right? That is the point of castles. Castles are ancient structures that date back more than 1,000 years. They were designed to be defensive strongholds where kings and queens and other important people lived. Basically, if you were a big shot and you had enemies, you needed a castle. Now, people didn't just build the perfect castle on the first try. Castles are an engineering marvel that developed over centuries with some truly ingenious construction ideas. How else do you stay standing for 1,000 years or more? First, the whole point of the castle is to be safe inside of it. The earliest castles were wooden structures called motte and baileys, which people built up on big mounds of dirt that they piled up. And then they built a tall wooden wall around them so nobody could get in. And that really seemed like it was going to work pretty well until...
Do you smell smoke?
Right. Fire.
Fire!
Castle dwellers realized that enemies could just burn down their wooden motte and baileys. They needed something more secure. So people turned to jello. No, I read that wrong. Stone. They turned to stone. Stone, of course, was a lot more work. Building a stone castle took up to 3,000 people, and they were all working by hand, quarrying the stone, hauling it to the castle site. And they didn't just make the walls tall, they made them deep, too. The walls could be up to 20 feet thick. They also had to pick the right place to build in the first place. Location, location, location. A lot of castles were built on tops of hills or near cliffs or rivers, places where you would have natural defenses. And the Ponari Castle in Romania sits on the very edge of a canyon. It was built in the 1200s, and it started to fall into disrepair until Vlad the Impaler came along. Yeah, that Vlad the Impaler, the guy who inspired Dracula. He realized how useful such an isolated castle could be. He fixed it up, he moved in, and this castle is so hard to reach, you have to climb 1,480 stairs just to get up there. That's like climbing to the top of the Empire State Building. It is a hike. And if all of that wasn't enough to keep your enemies away, you also have your moat. Castle architects built deep trenches around castles so that attackers couldn't reach the walls. Sometimes they flooded them with water so people couldn't run across or tunnel underneath. And at least one time, a castle filled their moat with bears. The Český Krumlov Castle in the Czech Republic moved a family of bears into the moat in 1707. And now, more than 300 years later, there are still bears living there. So take that, caves. Sometimes bears live in castles, too. Good boy. Don't scratch the tapestries. So, we have these incredible, sprawling, 10 years in the making stone castles popping up in Europe and Africa and Asia, and everything about them is designed to ward off the enemy. You know how castle towers and turrets are round? That's because they're more stable if someone tunnels underneath them or hits them with a big rock from a trebuchet, aka a giant rock launcher. If they had hard 90-degree corners, they'd be more likely to collapse. Physics. And you know how the tops of castles sometimes look like teeth? Those are called battlements. Archers and other soldiers could take shelter behind the low walls and peer around them to spy on approaching enemies. As castles developed, they got bigger and safer and more elaborate and fancier. They got bigger windows and nice draperies and fancy throne room. Today, some of these castles are still standing. And people still live in them. Like Queen Elizabeth. She has a weekend castle. Why? Because castles are the ultimate in defense. In fancy living, in history, and in trumpets. I said in trumpets.
Thank you. There was a lot of compelling stuff in there. So, Nadia, what impressed you the most with that castle argument?
The history and also the amount of time they've been around.
Yeah. And what about you, Jairo?
Well, first of all, the trumpets for sure. The exclusivity of the kind of people who live in castles and just the overall protection of a castle.
Well, now it's time for a quick rebuttal, Sandin. You have just
let me at it.
30 seconds to poke some holes in Tracy's arguments. Your time starts now.
All right, so... You said castles are just for people who are big shots? Well, most of us aren't big shots. What about the rest of us? Castles are elitist. Caves are for anyone. You know, why do people need castles to have all these defenses? Well, because the people who live in castles are jerks or they're pretentious and they have no friends and they have lots of enemies. People in caves have lots of friends and they invite them all in and they literally sit around a campfire and they can sing Kumbaya. What's better than that? You think castles are cool because they took decades to build? Caves, they take millions of years to form.
Time
millions
is
of
up.
Years. That's craftsmanship.
Tracy, do you have any words you want to offer to Sandin?
Look, caves got built by water that got lost. Castles got built by people with a plan.
That water knew where it was going, Tracy.
Well, I mean, you can destroy a castle, but explain to me how you're supposed to destroy a cave.
Two words, cave in.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that took some unexpected turns. And now, Sandin, it's time for you to deliver your declaration of greatness. Let's hear it.
Whatever a castle can do, a cave can do better. You want big? We're still exploring Mammoth Cave in Kentucky, but so far, cavers have mapped 390 miles of tunnels. That's the distance from LA to San Francisco.
Whoa!
Okay, you want old? In 1986, Romanian workers uncovered a cave that was sealed for 5.5 million years.
Oh my God!
Sit-down castles, ya babies. You want defense? Put a gate on a cave entrance and boom, instant fortress. Next. You want pretty? Caves are covered with natural art. You probably know about stalactites hanging from the ceiling or stalagmites on cave floors. They form when mineral-rich water drips day after day, leaving tiny deposits that build up over millennia and eventually creating these awesome cave cones. But there are endless varieties of speleothems. That's the official word for these formations. You've got columns, where stalactites and stalagmites meet. You've got soda straws, which are super skinny stalactites. You've got draperies, which are thin, wavy rock formations. You've got bacon, which are draperies that look like bacon. You've got fried eggs, which are stalagmites that look like fried eggs. Add a little toast.
Food's ready.
And boom, you've got breakfast. Caves just served you a meal. You are welcome. And then, on top of all that, there are the cave paintings.
It was a classic sort of, you know, hairs standing on the back of your neck moment.
That's cave photographer Robbie Schoen. He's talking about the first time he saw the prehistoric paintings at Altamira Cave in Spain. They're some of the earliest records of human life, dating back more than 15,000 years.
They were painting these huge bison on the ceiling of this one cave, almost overlapping. There were so many, and obviously it was an animal that they were hunting at the time, and they knew the shape, the outline of the animal so well. I mean, it was very, very spiritual for me to see these paintings, knowing that you're standing in exactly the same location as our early ancestors.
Wow, epic animal paintings from the dawn of humanity. That is way cooler than a moth-eaten tapestry or whatever castles have. So caves help us learn about life on Earth. Great. But did you know they also might help us learn about life elsewhere, too? You see, deep inside caves, only the smallest, hardiest things survive. Microbes. These are microscopic organisms that eat rock. Scientists call them extremophiles because they live in the most extreme places. A lot of scientists think on a harsh planet like Mars, your best bet for finding life is looking for microbes like these. Learning about them in caves could help us find them in space. Oh, and if exploring the final frontier is your thing, ditch the rocket and grab a flashlight.
It's just like going on the moon. You know, when they landed on the moon and they walked across that surface, there's where the first footprints, and they're still there now. It's the same with a cave.
That's Hazel Barton, a microbiologist at the University of Akron in Ohio. Once she was exploring Wind Cave in South Dakota when she decided to wiggle through an opening no one had mapped. And on the other side, there was a pit.
And I rappelled into a room that was the size of a cathedral. And every square centimeter was lined with crystals. So wherever I looked, the crystals kind of reflected and sparkled back at me. And when I dropped on the ground, my feet were the first feet that had ever been in there. So I was the first human ever to see that.
Hazel Barton says there are still plenty of unexplored caves. So maybe one day you could have a moment like this too. Castles, they're made by humans, so good luck finding anything new in there. In conclusion, castles, meh. But caves? Wow.
Some fascinating stuff there. Did you hear anything that surprised you in there, Hiro?
Yeah, I forgot completely about all the elements, all the stuff that builds up inside of the caves. Like, there's priceless stuff there. There's great stuff, like, going on there. So I just thought that was a pretty good point.
How about you, Nadia? What surprised you in there?
Well, there's the art of famous artists in the castles, but then we're forgetting the art of Mother Nature with her, the crystals, and our past ancestors. They grew up living there, and their forms of art with painting on the walls, that's also priceless. Yeah.
This is very, very cool. Well, all right, Tracy, I hope you have some good comebacks ready, because it's your turn for a 30-second rebuttal. On your mark, get set, go.
Look, Sandon, I'm just honestly concerned about your vitamin D levels if you're going to be spending that much time in the dark. Your flashlight budget has to be huge. Also, you know, the sun is good. Go look at it sometime. Also, everyone loves science experiments, but do we have to live in the science experiment? I mean, stalactites? That's like ancient rock boogers that keep dripping. Also, I just got the weather report for your cave, and it is dark and damp, followed by a chance of dark and damp, followed by another chance of dark and damp. Sounds beautiful.
And time. Well done. Sandon, do you have
any
words
for
Tracy?
Grossly underrepresenting caves. There are caves that have a beachside view. There are caves that have lots of shafts of light coming in. There's one cave that even has a jungle inside it. So caves don't have to be dark and damp. You just have a narrow mind when it comes to caves.
Jungles are damp.
Okay, judges.
I think the word is humid.
Okay, judges, we made it through the first round, and it's time to award your first point. Take a minute to think about it. Don't say it out loud. Nadia and Hiro, have you awarded your points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a tough decision?
Not really.
Interesting. And listeners, you can do the same on your own score sheet. You can always press pause to take more time to think it over at home. And if you have an awesome idea for our next debate battle, we want to hear about it. Head over to smashboom.org to share your ideas or just to say hi.
And now help us spread the word. We're a brand new show, and if you post about us, talk about us, and recommend us, we'll be able to keep this going.
Yeah, like maybe next time you're in the library, you could whisper a little louder than usual.
Have you heard this awesome new podcast, Smash Boom Best?
Yeah, I want them to do aliens versus robots.
Excuse me.
Shh.
Sorry, Mrs. Smith. We were just talking about Smash Boom Best. It's...
Oh, Smash Boom Best is my favorite podcast. I love the books versus movies episode. Team Books Forever!
Shh. Well, that didn't take much convincing.
Seriously.
All right, don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back with three more fiery rounds of Smash Boom Best.
Boom,
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 smash,
boom,
best.
This is Smash Boom Best, the show about showdowns. Like, have you ever thought about who would win this battle?
Hands versus feet.
That debate idea was sent to us by Greta and Maya from Chicago. We'll give them a call at the end of the show to see who they think would win. All right, we've already heard both sides go deep in the first round, but as far as I can tell, these teams are neck and neck, and this debate is far from over. Next up,
micro round.
The micro round challenge today is a real estate listing. We asked both teams in advance to write a real estate listing for their side, either a cave or a castle, and try to convince the judges to make one of them home sweet home. Tracy went first last time, so Sandon, you're up.
Looking for a little peace and quiet? Trying to escape the hustle and bustle of city life? We've got just the place for you. A cave. Ah, that's better. This secluded gem is perfect for your next home. Or maybe a place to hide treasure. Or build a secret lair. The options are endless. With classic mid-Paleolithic design, this home features original stalactite accents, a pristine cave pool, and rustic limestone walls. Perfect for displaying your paintings of giant bison. Have a large family? No problem. Like many caves, this one is only partially explored, so your kids can pick out their own rooms by simply finding a hole and crawling through it. Who knows what fun they'll find?
My cave has crystals.
My cave has bat poop.
More of a loner? Love privacy? Your new cave has zero windows, so it's perfect for that nutty hermit-in-the-woods lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Haircuts? Who needs them? Bathing? Forget it. Pants? Yeah, right. In your new cave, you can finally let yourself go. Oh, and say hello to your friendly neighbor, Linda Barrington. Her family lives in the cave down the way, but don't worry, they sleep half the year and only really stop by once in a while to borrow honey. And by the way, your new cave is a great investment. After all, caves last millions of years through earth-shaking disasters and ups and downs in the housing market. This cave will be your forever home when you're falling asleep in complete and total darkness, hearing nothing but the relaxing sounds of water dripping. You'll think, ah, there's nothing like life in a cave.
Wow, that is going to be tough to follow. Tracy, let's hear what you came up with.
Hey, you there, cave dweller. What a dark and damp home you have there. I like your carpeting. Oh, wait. That's bat poop, isn't it? Well, I just want to tell you about an exciting new opportunity for you to upgrade your digs. It's called a castle.
Ooh, castles.
I didn't even ask them to do that. It just happens every time you say it. Castle.
Ooh, castles.
Now, one of these babies doesn't come cheap. But you look like an important individual. The kind of person that needs a lot of room for your throne and all your gold. It's a big investment, but it's definitely worth it. This puppy's gonna last you for several hundred years if you play your cards right. Now, let's talk about some of the perks, cave dweller. First of all, walls. I know, right? It also comes with a ceiling that doesn't drip on you. And, get this, windows. So if you wanna see the sun, ever, I suggest crawling on out of there right to a brand new castle.
Ooh, castles.
Second of all, is there anyone you don't like? Not a problem, my liege. They are never getting in here.
Fill the moat, raise the drawbridge, man the parapets.
Total privacy. And I'm not saying you're gonna be alone in your new castle.
Ooh, castles.
You can have up to 500 of your closest friends live here with you. Finally, I don't want to name drop, but I'm about to. You may be familiar with some other castle dwellers like Harry Potter, King Arthur, those Narnia peeps. It's an exclusive club, one I know you want to be in. What can I do to get you into a castle today?
Ooh, castles.
Okay, guys, that's enough. I can tell they are sold.
Oh my goodness, this is going to be a close call. Judges, what do you think? Are you ready to move in?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it is time to award a point for this round. So guys, take a second to think about it. Was it a tough call this round?
No.
No?
Kind of.
Sort of. No. Actually, yeah, no.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
Something about their certainty really makes me uneasy.
Well, this one, they were a little less certain, so it's getting closer every second. Okay, now it's time for the stealthiest, trickiest round of the show. It's sneak attack.
Sneak attack.
The challenge is Sharknado. How would your side defeat a swirling tornado of sharks? Most creative answer wins.
What?
Wow.
Okay, debaters, we are going to give you a second to collect your thoughts while we play some hold music.
Caves and castles and caves and castles and caves. Do you like bats? Castles and caves and castles and caves and castles. Do you like fancy hats?
Sandin went first last time, so now Tracy, it's your turn. Sharknado. How would you defend against it?
Okay, so first of all, castles are built on hills usually, which means I'm going to see this Sharknado coming. I have the element of planning, right? A cave, sorry, Sandin, you're not going to see it. It's just going to be upon you. So I've got some time to, you know, figure out some sort of deal. I'm going to ask the bears to move out of my moat to make space for the sharks. the Sharknadoes, they don't want to be in the NATO, right? They're tired of spinning and gets very dizzy. They're ready for a break. I have a built-in water feature to offer them a place to get rid of their weather woes and just take a nice lap around my castle. In fact, the Sharknado can't hurt my castle. It just makes it more of an imposing place because now I have sharks in my moats.
That is an excellent point. Very sound argument, Tracy. Okay, Sandon.
I don't think sharks are just going to behave and work for you like that. It's just such a castle mentality to think that everybody's going to bow down and serve you whenever you think they will.
It's called cooperation. I don't know why you have such a negative point of view. Maybe because you haven't seen the sun in a while?
All right, Sandon. Sharknado. How would a cave defend against the Sharknado?
Not only am I going to defend against it, I'm going to make a profit. And here's what I do. Okay, so I've got a sea cliff cave, and I'm high on the little sea cliff, and I can see the Sharknado coming in from the water. So what do? Easy. I just push a big boulder in front of my cave entrance and block them. But, you know, there's still sharks in a Sharknado somewhere. They're all going to hit the sea cave wall, the door I made, and they're going to fall into the ocean, and then they're going to try to swim, right? Come after me that way. So they're going to swim into the cave, probably somewhere at the bottom where the waves have been beating at the rock, creating an opening, and they'll come up into one of my deluxe salt water cave pools. And there I will have already put a net. So I'll capture them as soon as they come up, each one by one, conk them on the head, and then I will sell them in Iceland where shark is considered a delicacy.
What? And you called me brutal?
Hey, I'm not disguising it here. That's straight up. This is war. I mean, I don't think these sharks want to play nice, you know? So it's us. It's me or them. And I'm going to instead sell them and then turn them into money. And I'm going to trick out my cave like Batman.
It's a pretty negative view of the natural world, considering you live in a cave.
All right, Nadia and Hiro, it is time to award a point for this round. Who do you think did it best? Don't say out loud. Just mark it down on your score sheets.
Tracy, by the way, how do you plan to feed these sharks?
Well, how was I feeding sharks? My bears? I clearly had some sort of food source already.
You throw your subjects to them.
No. Man, you guys have castles all wrong.
I think my anti-castle propaganda campaign is working.
Yeah. I didn't say that my drawbridge was up. It's a friendly castle.
So Nadia and Hiro, have you two marked a point?
Yeah.
Okay. Now for our final round.
The final six.
Keep it short, sweet, and convincing. Sandon, what are your final six words about caves?
Caves have Batman. Castles, Dracula, yikes.
Okay. And Tracy, here is your last chance to sway Nadia and Hiro. What have you got?
History, style, power. Castles got it.
Short and sweet. All right, Nadia and Hiro, you just heard some stirring final words from both of our debaters. And now it's time to award one last point. Take your time. It's a big decision.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Nadia's feeling torn. Hiro, torn. Easy decision?
No, not at all.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Well, it's the big moment. I'm going to settle this debate once and for all. Who did you choose as today's winner, castles or caves? Nadia and Hiro, I want you to say your answer at the same time, okay? One, two, three.
Tie.
Oh.
Kind of, yeah.
Do you guys both have a tie?
Do you have a tie?
Yeah, because, I mean...
But, like, just thinking it off my head and my opinion, I
feel like he brought up better points, but just personally, living in a cave would be a little bit more difficult for me.
Comfortable, a lot more space. Yes, a lot more expensive.
So I think this is kind of amazing that we found something that Nadia and Hiro agree on.
Yeah.
It's like one of the, I'm sure it's probably only the, it's like one of the five things we agree on.
So you agree that you'd rather live in a castle, but caves might be more interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? Just to break it, I'm going to go with castle.
Okay. Hiro is officially crowning castle his winner. Nadia, do you have a winner?
I have a question. What was the question? What was
That's
the
That's a really
debate
good question, Nadia. I think the question was, which one is cooler?
Cooler? Okay, caves. Caves. Yeah.
So Nadia and Hiro agreed for like 1 minute, and then that was over. Fun while it lasted.
Well, so Nadia has crowned Caves the winner. Hyro has crowned castles the winner. Who would you like to crown the Smash Boom best? You can tally up your points and then head to our website, smashboom.org, to vote. You can see if the public agrees with our judges. And while you're there, check out the rest of our Smash Boom besties. Smash Boom Best is brought to you by the good people at Brains On and American Public Media.
It's produced by Mark Sanchez, Sandon Totten, Molly Bloom, and Alyssa Dudley.
We had engineering help today from Veronica Rodriguez and Drew Jostad.
Production help comes courtesy of Lauren D. and John Lambert. And we'd like to thank Elena Villegas and Alex Baumhart. Tracy and Sandon, is there anyone you want to especially thank?
I would like to thank Mike Mulcahy, Jeff Jones, Ewan Kerr, Julie Franz, and Liz Myers.
I'd like to give a shout out to cave experts Gina Mosley, Robbie Schoen, and Hazel Barton. And also, I want to throw in a little bit of a disclaimer. Apologies to all sharks and shark fans out there. I don't know what came over me. I don't advocate killing and eating sharks. I think sharks are totally cool. I think I just got hyper-competitive. Sorry, guys.
Anyone you want to thank, Hyro and Nadia?
Yes.
A26LA.
For giving us
Alejandra.
This opportunity.
Yeah. This is really fun. Yeah.
We want to thank the students who shared their opinions at the beginning of the show. That's Luis Hernandez, Emily Santos, Joshua Solares, Brianna Hernandez, and Enrique Rodriguez. And a very special thanks to the voice of our hold music, Brenna Everson, and our announcer, Marley Feuerwerker Otto. And before we sign off, let's give Greta and Maya a call. They're the ones who had the idea for a hands versus feet debate. Which is cooler, hands or feet? They may be sisters, but they have very different opinions.
I'm Greta, and I'm leaning towards feet because they help us walk, run, skip, and I play soccer on my school team, which is all about your feet.
I'm Maya, and I feel on the side of hands. I mean, it would be very difficult to eat without using your hands.
Yes, but Maya, you couldn't get any, you couldn't get to school without your feet.
Yes, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm feeling very split between these two sides.
Have you dreamed up an epic matchup that you want to hear on the show? Send an email to hello@brainson.org and tell us all about it. That's it for this episode of Smash Boom Best. We'll be back real soon with another debate.
Bye now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Later.